Hello, Elle here from heavenandelle.com with your daily audio smile. How are you doing today? Today's daily audio smile is one that you've got a little bit of homework is the wrong word, but you need a piece of paper and a pen. And today is a day, if you're feeling really kind of spring-like and warm and happy, today is a day to start storing that up for a day when you're feeling a bit ugh. If, by the way, today is a day when you are feeling a bit ugh, then you don't want to be doing this today. If you're feeling a bit ugh today, need a smile, then have a little think about the stuff that normally makes you smile. Think about perhaps your favourite song, or a person that you speak to who lightens your day, or that little bird that's dancing across the path as you're walking up to school, or something silly that happened in the office in work. If today is a day when you feel ugh, then you need to remember the stuff that usually makes you smile. And I think we talked about yesterday putting a fake smile on, or was it the day before? I lose track. But how a fake smile can be really good if you're struggling inside because your body didn't know the difference. But if today is a day when you're feeling quite sort of spring-like, I'm looking out my window here, it's a beautiful day. It's freezing cold, but it's absolutely beautiful. Blue skies, then sun is shining. And today is a day when I feel quite kind of light and happy. And so what I'd like to encourage you today is when you're having a day that you feel quite light and happy and cheerful, write down the stuff that makes you smile. All the small stuff that seems, excuse me, completely inconsequential, write it down somewhere safe where you can keep it and look at it. If you've got like a diary that you look at, I've got a diary that I don't look at anywhere near enough. Maybe I could use it for this. If you've got a diary that you look at, write it down in there. Write it somewhere so that when you're having a day when you feel a bit ugh, you can then go back to that and you can use it to make yourself feel a bit warm and fuzzier again. Because like we've said before, not every single day is going to be fantastic. You are going to have days when you're feeling a bit ugh. There's actually a funeral of one of the mums in school today, and that's not going to be, obviously, going to be a happy time. She died in a fire really tragically. So, you know, there's days when you are going to cry, and there's days when you are going to be suffering and struggling. And with something really big like that, it doesn't help. Yes, you can put a smile on and you can try and get past it. But if you're struggling with something really big, then just faking it isn't enough. You need to deal with how you're feeling, and so you can sort of move on from there. So one of the worst things you can do if you are feeling a bit ugh and you're having something really big that you're going through is to just try and ignore it completely and just shut it out, because eventually it's going to come back up and bite you. So if you've got people you can talk to or just kind of walls to punch or pillows to punch, because that would be less painful, there are, you know, you do need to let it out, have a good cry. Because as much as I love being happy and smiley and wonderfully cheerful, not every single day is like that. And to pretend it that it is just completely unrealistic. And you're setting yourself up for some really hard times. But today I don't want to be miserable. Today I don't want to be dragging you down. Today I'd like to encourage you, if you're having a lovely, bouncy, warm day, to bottle it, metaphorically speaking. Write down the stuff that's making that day fantastic. And you can store it then for days when you need to smile and you can go back and have a look at it and it'll remind you how warm and cheerful you felt that day. If nothing else, you see, if you're having a really rough day, going back and remembering the times 3-4 days ago, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when you're feeling happy, that can remind you that the sadness doesn't last forever, because it doesn't. It just goes through peaks and troughs. You'll have good days and bad days. So if you're having a fantastic day, write it all down, and the days when you're feeling less cheerful, you've got something to go back at and look at. That feels quite a poignant place to end, really. But, yeah. So have a go, give it a try. By all means, come over to the blog, heavenandelle.com, and tell me all about it. But just give it a try and see what sort of impact it can have on your day. And in the meantime, keep smiling, have a fabulous day, and I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Bye.